Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
What's going on, Rams fans? Welcome into Rams Showcase. I'm your host, Sheriff Joe Bags. On this episode of Rams Showcase, the Rams lose their first draft pick for the season. Plus, with one more preseason game to go, who is going to turn some heads? And later, I've got my full 53-man roster prediction. Before we hop into the news, make sure you follow the Rams Showcase on all your favorite social media outlets. That would be at Rams Showcase, or you can follow myself at Sheriff Joe Bags just about everywhere. Also, Rams Showcase does officially have t-shirts. More information in the description below wherever you are hearing me, or we are also going to talk about it a little bit later. Plus, a little bit of a updated Rams Showcase merch coming on the way soon as well. I will announce that once I first get all of the elements in, once I put them together, and then reveal them. And then you can make sure you purchase those items as well. But again, we'll talk about the shirts here a little bit later. Let's go ahead and first jump in with the news. Rookie right guard Logan Bruss has torn his MCL and ACL and will miss the 2022 NFL season. Bruss did have a pretty rough start to the preseason against the Chargers, but he was playing pretty decent against the Houston Texans and was expected to get reps at left guard as well, probably with the assumption or with the goal that he would be backing up left guard and right guard entering the season. But of course, that will no longer happen. Bruss was the first pick by the Rams in the 2022 NFL draft and entered camp competing for that right guard starting position. The NFL top 100, we are down now officially to number 21. The top 20 still yet to be revealed, but newly acquired linebacker Bobby Wagner comes in at number 29. This is down from 25 a year ago, but this should give Rams fans a pretty good understanding of what Bobby Wagner is going to bring to this defense and what kind of caliber player he is, because I still feel like that addition is a little bit overlooked, even from the Rams fan base. Quarterback Matthew Stafford, he did come in at number 27. This is Stafford's first appearance on the top 100 since 2018, and also the highest he has ever appeared on that list, at 27 overall in the entire NFL. This upcoming Sunday, the 28th, we will get the top 20. That is going to be revealed. We are still expecting to see Jalen Ramsey, Cooper Kupp, and Aaron Donald all appear on this list. My question to you would be, who do you think appears the highest on this list? If I had to put my money on it, I would say that we'll see Aaron Donald be the highest rated Ram. I think Cooper Kupp and Aaron Donald both being top 10 players, but I would anticipate maybe Jalen Ramsey slipping in between 11 and 14. But I did want to jump back real fast to Matthew Stafford, because I was really surprised by the reaction of Stafford coming in at number 27. No, I don't think that Stafford is underrated at number 27 overall in the entire NFL. We understand what the NFL is. This is kind of a conglomerate of some of the greatest athletes that this country has to offer, and even some from other countries. But to be listed as the 27th best player in such a multi-billion dollar, well-respected game in which they're 32 teams, so you're already saying that there is a number of teams that he would go on to and be the single best player on that team. I was really surprised to see that that some fans were felt disrespected by him being at 27. I didn't understand that at all. Just being on the top 100 at all in a league where there's well over 1,000 players, I think that that's already quite the achievement. But you know what? I think ultimately I'm just refusing to look at the negative aspect of him coming in at 27, even though I think that from the Rams fan perspective, we have not seen a quarterback this good in quite some time playing for our team. So maybe that's why some of that inflation is creeping in. But I think that this is well deserved. I think it is well earned. And I also do think that it is accurate. I don't see any reason to see Stafford being ranked at 27 and feel personally disrespected by it. It's definitely not an attack on Sheriff Joe Bag. So I am A-OK with it. Also, these are the players voting for it, so I feel like this is the one list that you can't really argue with. Although there are some things that I would have changed, I'm also not playing against these guys at all. So being on the top 100, like I said, in any capacity is quite the achievement. And Stafford coming in at number 27, I think is well-deserved and should be celebrated, not necessarily picked apart. Moving on, rookie linebacker Daniel Hardy. He did suffer a high ankle sprain, will need a procedure on that, and is expected to start the season on IR, but is not expected to miss the full season, expecting to return at some point this year. Although this does continue quite the string of young pass rushers that have dealt with injury early in their career for the Los Angeles Rams. I will link an article that kind of dives a little bit further into that in the description below, no matter where you are hearing me. Apparently, Kobe Durant is cousins with basketball superstar Kevin Durant, and now KD is a Rams fan. Do with that information whatever you feel is necessary. All right, some transactions as we get the second round of cuts completed, and we did see a little bit of surprises in this one, and names that I did expect to see not only on the final 53-man roster, but at least making it through this round of cuts. So we lose running backs Raymond Calais as well as A.J. Rose. Those are two players that, even though the Rams running back group is pretty loaded, these are guys that I expected to be cut. I didn't expect it maybe this early. Especially when you have your top two guys dealing with injury and you got one more preseason game to go. Defensive back, Jayron McVay. So we have no more number 40 floating around that background or in that secondary hurting anybody's feelings because of his number. Also waived an injured wide receiver, J.J. Koski. He is also down as well. And the biggest surprise, tight end Kendall Blanton, who had... You know what? Some awesome moments for the Rams throughout the playoff run. I was very surprised to see this move. I definitely expected to see Blanton stick around, but also was pretty glad to see him picked up and found a home pretty quickly as he was claimed off waivers from the Washington Commanders, but also the Kansas City Chiefs did put in a waiver claim for the tight end. And so either way, he was looking like he was going to be able to fit in somewhere. But with the Commanders specifically, I think that's a great spot for Blanton as he will be able to go in there day one and be able to at least make an impact on that roster, because I do think he is one of the more talented players on that offense. Now, of course, you got Scary Terry, but with Carson Wentz throwing him the football, it's not a bad spot for Kendall Blanton and a good starting opportunity for him. All right. We are going to next get into we'll take a look at some position battles. Also, we got one more preseason game to go. I'll let you know who to watch for as the Rams take on the Bengals in the last preseason game of the 2022 NFL season. Welcome back into Rams Showcase. I am Sheriff Joe Bags. All right, let's go ahead and hop into some position battles as the Rams do have one more preseason game to go. This one happening on the road at the Cincinnati Bengals before the Rams ultimately come home to play the Buffalo Bills in week one for the season kickoff game. It's going to be very, very exciting stuff. All right, so some position battles as we enter the final preseason game. Unfortunately, with Logan Bruss going down, looks like 2023 is going to be a big year for Logan Bruss because, you know, missing your entire rookie season, if you come out in your second season and then have some struggles, and I know that it is tough to come back from that, especially considering his only NFL experience now is like one in a portion of a preseason game. And then just in practice. So it is going to be tough, but you know what? This NFL, it moves very, very fast. So if Logan Bruss comes in the 2023 season and is awesome, that's great news for his career. But if he struggles in that one and maybe is in a position where he's fighting for a starting job again and then doesn't win that job, Logan Bruss's career is absolutely going to be in question at that point. So it's going to be very, very large as we enter the next season for Logan Bruss. But of course, we will talk about that when we reach that point. But his career, starting it with torn ACL and MCL, missing your full rookie season, not a good start. All right, let's talk about some position battles. And in this, we have your players to watch when the Rams take on the Bengals on this Saturday night. So we'll start with the quarterback position. It was never announced that we had a full-on battle for QB2, just our own assumptions based on Luis Perez being cut and then the Wolf playing the first half and then Perk playing the entire second half. So You know what? Based on this game against the Texans, I would say that Bryce Perkins is the more talented quarterback. I did say that as we entered preseason, that I think that Perkins is our best quarterback, was just a little bit inconsistent, but it looks like he's taken some great strides in that aspect. Wolford definitely dealt with a lot of pressure, but so did Perk. Perk has a better football. I think he's faster. I think he's stronger. And he really cleaned up his consistency. So right now at this point in his career, I would say that he is a better quarterback than John Wolford. I think that that's pretty easy to see, especially when we got to see them face to face like that. It also does have to be considered that John Wolford hasn't played a lot in his entire NFL career. He hasn't played that much. This is his first time seeing preseason action in a few years. And then of course he's kind of just been peppered into the offense sporadically when maybe something's going on with Stafford, or that time with Jared Goff going down and he got to start against the Cardinals, wasn't able to score a touchdown. But ultimately, yeah, seeing them head to head, face to face, you know, on the same field against the same team together, it's just pretty clear, in my opinion, that Bryce Perkins is the more talented guy at the position. So I know that for myself, if we were to see in the regular season Stafford go down with an injury, I think I would feel more comfortable and confident if Bryce Perkins was that quarterback instead of John Wolford. At the running back position, Cam Akers and Daryl Henderson will both make the team, right? I mean, it kind of feels like what will happen, but is there a chance that Daryl Henderson gets cut? I am not completely sold that that's going to happen, and I'm not necessarily predicting that this time, but it wouldn't necessarily shock me if we did see something happen with Daryl Henderson being on the move, especially with Kyren Williams coming in. Kyren Williams has not played in a preseason game yet. The rookie running back out of Notre Dame, but he is anticipated to participate in some of the joint practices this week with the Bengals. And there is a chance that he plays in the preseason game against the Bengals as well. Trey Regis has played well. And if we're looking at Kyren versus Trey, this is going to be a pretty good battle to watch in the final preseason game. Otherwise, Trey Regis is going to have quite the hefty workload as we enter this game, considering Raymond Calais and AJ Rose no longer with the team. At the wide receiver position, the biggest question here is going to be, how many wide receivers do the LA Rams keep? Has McCutcheon done enough to make this roster? I don't know how much anything that happens this week really matters to those decisions, but I don't think that any decisions are set in stone. I think that some minds can be changed. McCutcheon has definitely proved that he can make plays and can get open, but it all comes down to how many wide receivers do the Rams want to keep. It is not necessarily a question about does Lance McCutcheon deserve to be on this roster? Because I think that overwhelmingly the answer to that question would be yes, but how many wide receivers do the Rams want to keep? I would still say that Ben Skowronek and Tutu Atwell are still valued higher on this depth chart to the coaches. And I'm not necessarily just speaking for myself, although I would also say that I'm speaking for the coaches here. You have a guy who was trusted to play in the Super Bowl and your first pick from the draft a year ago, ahead of a guy who is undrafted. And yes, he has played really well, but let's keep in mind these are preseason games, and value wise overall, I think you still have to put Ben Skowronek and Tutu Atwell above Lance McCutcheon. So how many do the Rams keep? Because that puts Lance McCutcheon right at about six. And then you also have to consider Brandon Powell at kick returner, punt returner. That would be seven wide receivers for the Rams, which is not something we've grown accustomed to. And then also, what is Jacob Harris? What position does he slot in at on the depth chart? On the unofficial depth chart on the Rams website, he is listed as a wide receiver, but on the roster itself, he is listed as a tight end. So that plays into a factor as well, but I do feel good about him making the roster. Speaking of the tight end position, Tyler Higbee is going to be the starter, but with Kendall Blanton gone, it feels pretty good that the door is open for Bryson Hopkins to be sitting at TE2, and also I do expect Jacob Harris to stick around, and I think that with the Rams, the way that they do line up a lot, which is just one tight end, one running back, having one backup at the tight end position I think is solid, especially when that guy is Bryson Hopkins, who can come in and help the run game as well, while we have Van Jefferson, Allen Robinson and Cooper Kupp on the outside at wide receiver with Cam Akers in the backfield. That feels like the normal set that we are going to see. But Jacob Harris, who can play wide receiver, can play tight end. I think that that brings an underrated level of value to the Rams offense. And for that reason, I think he sticks around. Defensive line, I'm not sure exactly how many battles are going on here, but guys like Garcia have even played well. I would like, if he can clear waivers, because I don't anticipate him sticking around. If he can clear waivers, I would like to see him land on the practice squad, because he's not getting any attention right now, but he's played some pretty strong football in these preseason games. And also, do we cut A. Brown, Ernest, or Bobby? Do either of these guys stick around, or do both of them maybe stick around? I don't know. That's kind of the question that we're all looking for here. Bobby Brown is hurt and also suspended. That doesn't really help his chances, but Ernest Brown, he's been pretty low on that depth chart so far. So could we see both of them get cut? This Rams defensive line is absolutely deep, and deeper than I think people anticipate, especially when you get down to like the Marquise Copeland, Michael Hoyt. It's pretty loaded up there. And maybe Bobby Brown, with his injury and suspension, maybe he just doesn't have a role here anymore. Ernest, maybe he doesn't either. So we'll kind of wait to see as the cuts come down. We'll also talk about my predictions as we come up next year. At the cornerback position, this feels like a position we could see surprises come cut day. Feels like obviously Jalen, Troy, and David, they look like they'll be sticking around. That's Jalen Ramsey, Troy Hill, and David Long Jr. They look like they're safe because they look like they are starters. Also, Robert Rochelle, he's looked really good, but is he safe? How safe is he based on the depth that we now have in the secondary? That does raise some questions, although I do anticipate him sticking around. Durant and Kendrick, they've each looked solid. Kendrick looked incredible week one. Durant looked incredible week two. So we've seen the flashes from now both of them that they can absolutely get this done. And I'm not saying that to say that Durant looked bad in week one and that Kendrick looked bad in week two. They both looked fine in both of those games, but those were the games that they really stuck out in. So that's going to be, you know what, something to watch in as we get into this third game, because they are going to be lower depth chart guys. Durant, I would really like to see as a gunner, though. I think he's really thriving in that position on special teams. But the question here is, do the Rams keep six cornerbacks? That is not something that we've grown accustomed to seeing the Rams do, especially when you have a guy like Jake Jervis or, you know, Taylor Rapp, who can kind of move around in that secondary a lot and kind of come up, play in the box, or they can play in coverage. So you know, last year, if my memory is serving me correctly, I didn't look anything up, but if memory is serving me correctly, we only kept four corners last year on this roster on the final 53. So that has to be considered as well. And then at the safety position, I'm not sure how safe Russ Yeast is in this position just yet. It would not necessarily hurt my feelings to see a Taylor Rapp get cut and to see him maybe move on to a different team. But I don't think that that is what's going to happen. I think that this coaching staff really, really values Taylor Rapp. So for that reason, I do think he sticks around. But Nick Scott, Jordan Fuller, Taylor Rapp, Terrell Burgess, they all feel like they're going to make the team. So would the Rams keep five safeties, especially again, when you have a guy like Jake Jervis, who's right now listed as an inside linebacker, but was converted from safety. So there is some depth there as well. And in a pinch, you can make some shuffles and move your roster around to make it work. So does Russ Yeast make this final roster? I guess we'll have to wait and see. But my predictions are coming up next. So stay tuned.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Welcome back in, Rams fans, to Rams Showcase. I am Sheriff Joe Bags. If you haven't yet heard, I've got great news. Rams Showcase has t-shirts now, and they are awesome. Not only are they definitely affordable at just $25 a piece, but they also make you look super cool. All you need to do to order one yourself is to email AJ directly from All Pro Sports. That's aj.rsgear@gmail.com. You can put in your order right there. There are a few limitations on some sizes and colors right now, but we do anticipate that correcting at some point. And we're also just doing this for the email orders in the meantime while we set up a web page and some more stuff that will come along with internet potential browsing. So keep it locked in for more information and updates on that. But you know what? T-shirts are available. And one of these t-shirts, it is kind of mimicked off of the Super Bowl ring with the palm trees sticking out. That was actually a suggestion from one of my homies, Tyler. He said something about adding palm trees in to make it look like the ring, and it was a killer idea. And we pulled it off. AJ was able to slap those on there, and it looks awesome. So that is officially kind of like a Ram Showcase Super Bowl shirt. I don't know how long that will last, so it is a little bit of a limited time thing, and we will pull that eventually. So if you are loving that that concept, then hit up AJ. Also, we can do a little bit of changing with the styles, but reach out to him for any of that, because I don't want to put him into a position where he's doing stuff that I'm just saying like, yeah, he could do that totally, and then he can't do that. So so talk to him, and it'll be good to go. But AJ, again, thank you so much, man. And then everybody who orders a shirt, if you take any videos or photos of you rocking the gear, send it into ramshowcase@gmail.com. We'll get you included into the commercial that is written but not recorded at all yet, because we need some help from you. Some help from you. All right, let's go ahead and hop in. We've got our 53-man roster predictions, and roster cuts are due by this next Tuesday, which is going to be the 30th. So by then, we need to have our 53-man roster, and then that will lead us into a game against the Buffalo Bills week one. So let's go ahead and hop into my own 53-man roster predictions. We are going to start with the quarterback position, and I know I'm going to hear some comments about this. And keep in mind, before we hop in, actually, I wanted to just throw in a little bit of a disclaimer that this is not necessarily who I want the Rams to keep. This is just who I think that the Rams will keep. There are definitely players on this list that I have listed as being cut who I really want the Rams to keep. There's also players on this list that I have the Rams keeping that I wouldn't be super sad if they got cut and went somewhere else. It wouldn't hurt my feelings at all. So it seems like every year when I put out my roster predictions, somebody will make the team that I didn't anticipate, and I will get a message or comment making fun of me. But it's like, I just want the 53 best people to make the team. I don't care who they are, man. I don't care about the name on the back nearly as much as I care about the name on the weird little patch to the left of the shoulder. All right. That's all I'm worried about here. So these are simply my predictions, not necessarily what I am rooting for. So let's go ahead and hop in. We'll start with the quarterback position. The Rams starter is going to be Matthew Stafford. I do have the Rams keeping Bryce Perkins and waiving quarterback John Wolford, the Wolf. Ow, I have him being cut. So this is, of course, quite the shakeup on the roster, as the Wolf, ow, has been the Rams' backup quarterback for the last few years. But I do think that Bryce Perkins is the more talented quarterback. And if Matthew Stafford were to go down, I know that myself, I would have a lot more confidence, and I'd be a lot more comfortable if Bryce Perkins came into the game instead of quarterback John Wolford. Also, I did only have the Rams keeping two quarterbacks here, simply to supplement some other positions. Let's move on. Running back, I have the Rams keeping four running backs, although I'm less and less confident about that number as time goes on. Cam Akers, Daryl Henderson, Jake Funk, and Kyren Williams. I have all four of them, making the team, with running back Trey Regis, the odd man out, potentially being a practice squad candidate if he does not get picked up somewhere else. Moving on to the wide receiver position, Cooper Kupp, Allen Robinson, Van Jefferson. I feel like those are absolute locks on this roster. Ben Skowronek, Tutu Atwell, I do feel confident they are coming back. And Brandon Powell, I do fully anticipate being the Rams kick returner and punt returner, which leaves Lance McCutcheon, Austin Trammell, and Landon Akers as your cuts. And I know that Lance McCutcheon is a fan favorite throughout these preseason games, but I think that this position group is just simply too loaded. This, again, referencing my disclaimer, is not necessarily something that I want to happen, just something that I do think will happen. At the tight end position, Tyler Higbee is going to be your starter. Bryson Hopkins and Jacob Harris are who I have leading out the depth, with Jared Pinkney and Roger Carter Jr. being the cuts at the tight end position. Tyler Higbee has been with this team for quite a while. He did arrive the first year back in LA, so was never a St. Louis Ram, but has been an LA Ram this entire time, being part of that draft with Jared Goff coming in. And Bryson Hopkins, who is definitely turning some heads, has some positive comments coming from head coach Sean McVay. You love to see it. On the offensive line, I have the Rams keeping 9 offensive linemen, although I could see this moved to 8, especially with the versatility that the Rams have there. But your starters from left to right, I do anticipate it being Joseph Noteboom, David Edwards, Brian Allen, Coleman Shelton, and Rob Havenstein as your starters along that front line. Rob Havenstein now being that veteran and also one of two former St. Louis Rams still remaining on the team. As your depth, I've got Bobby Evans, AJ Jackson, Tremaine Ankrum, and AJ Arcuri. And Bobby Evans is one that I kind of teetered on and could see him being cut. If the Rams were to keep 8, I would put Bobby Evans on that side there. Logan Bruss will go to IR, of course, which leaves your cuts to being Chandler Brewer, Jack Snyder, Jeremiah Cologne, and Max Percher. Cologne and Percher and Brewer, I would say, are definite candidates for the Rams practice squad. Bobby Evans could also be included in that group if he does get cut, though. Moving on to defensive line, Aaron Donald, Greg Gaines, and A'shaun Robinson should be your starters. I don't think that that should surprise anybody there, with Jonah Williams, Marquise Copeland, and Michael Hoyt rounding out your depth. In the 3-4, I would say 6 feels reasonable, although we have seen this team keep 7 on the roster before. And I kind of battled with, I actually had to do some edits, and I went back and I second thought myself here. I have Ernest Brown, Elijah Garcia, and Bobby Brown all being cut on the defensive line. And that was simply to keep a position, keep a player at a different position, kind of load up elsewhere. But I think that the Williams, Copeland, and Hoyt depth at the defensive line spot, I think that is going to be more than enough as we enter into the regular season. Moving on to outside linebacker, this is one of the positions that I had that I kind of battled with here. And I had Bobby Brown being first initially making the team, and then I had him cut simply to keep another player at the outside linebacker spot because of the youth in this position group. Justin Hollins and Leonard Floyd, I do anticipate being your starters, with Terrell Lewis, Chris Garrett, and Benton Whitley all making the team. Whitley is somebody who I don't think is getting nearly enough attention for what he's been able to do in these preseason games. A lot of the attention, of course, going to Lance McCutcheon, but I think Whitley is playing very, very well. Daniel Hardy will begin the season on IR, so he is not on this list here. Chris Garrett, though, is one that I could see being potentially put in the wave column here. Although, with his injury history, I do think that he still does deserve a chance. Thomas as your cuts at the outside linebacker position. Moving on to inside linebacker, Bobby Wagner and Ernest Jones are going to be your starters. And I couldn't decide whether I thought that the Rams, with those two guys specifically, if the Rams would keep just 3 inside linebackers or if they would go for 4. But I have the Rams keeping Christian Roseboom and Jake Jervis, or Jervas, apparently, who I've been saying this wrong entire time. I don't know. Or maybe Andrew Siciliano was way too confident in his pronunciation of this. He had a couple of those. What was it? Raymond Calais and Jake Jervas were the two that kind of caught me off guard. I think it's Calais and Jervis. I don't know. Maybe I'm the jerk. I don't know. But Roseboom, he was one of those as well, kind of teetered on the list for me. Could definitely see him being cut, but would like to see him make this roster because I think he's really, really good on special teams. I don't think he gets enough credit there. And Jervis, as I will continue to call him, does have that versatility to knock back to safety. So I think his His versatility there really helps him. And then Jake Hummel does. I do anticipate him being cut at the cornerback position. This is where I've got the Rams keeping six players: Jalen Ramsey, Troy Hill, and David Long Jr. as your starters, with Robert Rochelle, Darian Kendrick, and Jacoby Durant filling out your depth. That leaves Tyler Hall to be cut, but I feel like Kendrick and Durant, they should make this roster. I really do anticipate that. Robert Rochelle, I think, is too good to cut. I think that if we cut him and if he went somewhere else, he would do some things that were so cool and we would be so sad about it. And I really feel like that would happen. David Long Jr., Troy Hill, Jalen Ramsey, I feel like those guys are good to go. At the safety position, I do have the Rams keeping five here, simply for... just because of the sets that the Rams are typically in on defense. And when you have inside linebackers like Bobby Wagner and Ernest Jones, you can add in another safety to your defensive sets and probably be okay there. So I do think that Russ Yeast does make this team, but I do anticipate him being inactive most weeks, with Jordan Fuller, Nick Scott, Taylor Rapp, and Terrell Burgess really bringing the heat at the safety position there. But Fuller now healthy, Taylor Rapp now healthy, Nick Scott coming off an incredible playoff run, and Terrell Burgess, who I don't think is still getting enough playing time. I think he's just kind of in a crowded room there, because those are some pretty talented guys that he's with. Burgess, though, I think is an awesome player. And then for your special teams, I've got Riley Dixon as your punter. Your kicker is going to be Matt Gay, and your long snapper, Matthew Orzek. No surprises here. It will be a little bit weird to see somebody that's not Johnny Hecker punting footballs. So that's going to take some getting used to. But, you know, what can you do? All right, that is my 53-man roster. Please feel free to comment below what you agree with, what you disagree with, what changes you would make, where you think I'm a genius, where you think I'm a total idiot. Feel free to drop that below. If you liked any of this content, make sure you leave a like below. If you didn't like it, make sure you leave a dislike. Just be honest with yourself. Don't lie to me especially, but definitely don't lie to you. I mean, come on now. But that is going to do it for Ram Showcase. Make sure you follow Ram Showcase on all your favorite social media. That would be at Ram Showcase, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook.com/Ram Showcase. You can also follow myself at Sheriff Joe Bags, just about where. Ever. Make sure you order your t-shirts from aj.rsgear at gmail.com. You can put in your order there. Also, some new merch is on the way. We've got one more preseason game to go, and then it gets into the real thing. Cannot wait for this one. We also have some former Rams that are on that Buffalo Bills team. We'll talk about that as we get into our game preview that is going to be maybe not next week, maybe the week after. So we'll see what next week holds. But hey, thank you so much for hanging out. For those of you who aren't Rams fans, our thoughts and prayers are with you. And for those of you who are Rams fans, thank you so much for watching, and go Rams.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.